hard, heavy, and hell. Badass music for badass listeners.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Hager
and Rockin' Dave from Rough Cut.
And you're rocking at the Hard, Heavy, and Hair Show with Pariah Burke.
Rough Cut is one of the original Sunset Strip heyday bands, playing with and often trading members between Rat, Dio, and other bands of the era. Though Rough Cut never quite achieved the same level of success as many of their peers. In 2019, they were still around, though in the process of merging into a group called Rough Riot, with members of Quiet Riot. When Rough Riot finalized its lineup change, now called Carlos Cavazos Rough Riot, it was Paul Shortino, singer of Rough Cut, Amir Durak, one of two Rough Cut guitarists, White Lion's Greg D'Angelo on drums, Sean McNabb from Quiet Riot on bass, and guitarist Carlos Cavazo, also from Quiet Riot. Rough Cut's Rockin' Dave Alford and Chris Hager, not a part of Rough Riot, decided to continue on with a new lineup of Rough Cut. Alford, along with Shortino, was a founding member of the band, and Hager and Durak, although not strictly founders, joined very early on before the band recorded its first album. Alford and Hager auditioned and hired new musicians, then publicly debuted their new lineup in November of 2019. Leading up to and in the year and a half since that new lineup debut, Rough Cut has aggressively marketed themselves, letting the world know about the new Rough Cut. Slowed by the pandemic, they spent most of 2020 using social media to connect with Rough Cut fans, while not able to finish and release their new music until March 2021, when they simultaneously dropped a new single and music video for it with plenty of pre-release press and fanfare. According to Alford and Hager, they never heard from their former Rough Cut and Rough Riot bandmates. In fact, Alford's and Hager's attempts to contact them apparently went unanswered. Which is why they were so surprised when yesterday, their former bandmates released their own album as Rough Cut, including their own version of the same single Alford's and Hager's lineup put out in March. The new album, titled Rough Cut 3, because other than a best-of anthology, it's only the third studio LP released under the Rough Cut band name since 1985. The release of the album, which had no pre-release announcement or marketing, was accompanied by a press release asserting that the trio calling itself Rough Cut, Paul Shortino, Matt Thorne, and Amir Durak, are, quote, the three main men of Rough Cut, and are, quote, arguably the three most important members of Rough Cut, end quote. Further, without naming them, Alford and Hager were accused of making, quote, false accusations and lies, end quote, about them. Within minutes of the release of the album by DDR Music Group, formerly Demon Doll Records, I reached out for comment from both versions of the band. My message directly to Paul Shortino went unreturned, though the owner of DDR and producer of Rough Cut 3, Lance V, said he would, quote, pass along my interview request to Shortino. Hager immediately agreed to an interview and brought along Alford. This is my conversation with Rough Cut founding members and apparent torchbearers, Rockin' Dave Alford and Chris the Count Hager, the day after Shortino, Thorne, Durak, and DDR Music Group issued Rough Cut 3, and its accompanying incendiary press release.
Become a hard, heavy, and hair backstage VIP at patreon.com/pariahrocks.
Chris the Count Hager, Rockin' Dave Alford from Rough Cut, thank you both for joining me on the Hard, Heavy, and Hair show.
Hey, man, it's totally our pleasure. Glad to be here.
Glad to see you guys. We were talking, you've got a couple of dates coming up. You've got at the end of July, you've got Georgia, you've got North Carolina. I bet it feels really good to line something up and be getting out on stage again.
It does. Yeah. It feels great. We cannot wait, actually.
We all feel like Energizer bunnies right now because you've been locked down for so long, you know, that to get out and play again, it's a blessing. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. So refresh everybody's memories. Who is the current Rough Cut lineup?
Well, it's myself and it's Dave Alford. It's also Jeff Buhner on bass, and Darren Householder on second guitar, and
Stephen St. James.
Stephen St. James is our singer. Yeah.
Same people in the video lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I wanted to ask you about that. So almost 3 months ago now, back in March, you released the song and video Black Rose.
Yeah.
First new music in 35 years, right?
At least.
Yeah.
How was that?
Felt really good to release new music, especially music that we felt so good about.
Yeah. See, we're working on a record right now. And once we started getting together and actually putting it together, Chris, he says, man, why don't we put out a video? And I'm like, that's a great idea. Yeah. So we ran it by everybody. And then we got Priya Panda on board with us, you know. And I mean, I think the video's great. And
we've gotten really good feedback from it.
And it gives us, like you said, you know, it must have felt great. Well, it did. Once I saw it, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, I'm so glad we did it. And a lot of friends were involved.
Yeah, we called in some favors, definitely. And, you know, the other thing is we wanted to just give something away to the fans. You know, we figured they've been waiting this long and we're still getting all this love from people. And we figured, hey, let's give them something.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it wasn't free for us, but we wanted to make it free for everybody else.
Just seeing over 500,000 views on Facebook alone gives me gratification. I love it. Every time I look at it, I'm like, wow, we did it.
Yeah. It's creeping up there on YouTube as well. And we'd like to just say that if everybody would subscribe to our channel, that would be a great help.
Yeah, so what is your channel? Oh, it's just Rough Cut, right?
Yeah.
So youtube.com/Rough Cut, is that right?
I believe that's it, yeah.
Okay.
You see the video in there?
Oh, well, I'm on the video now. So let me see what the page is. Yeah, so if people just search for Rough Cut and Black Rose YouTube,
they'll find it. Yeah.
That's
right.
And the little thumbnail, you cannot miss Priya Panda's face.
right. I love that shot of her where she's looking in the rearview mirror. It's great.
Yeah.
That is sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a really emotional video. I mean, I like the video a lot. I'm also a big fan of Steven's soulful voice on that. I mean, you feel pain as a listener. You feel the pain that he's channeling in those lyrics.
That's what makes a song great.
Yeah.
Just what you just put your finger on.
I mean, he's amazing, isn't he? He's awesome.
He is. Yeah.
Having the vocals fit, you know, what the instrumentation is doing and having, you know, them all come together to where it, you know, emotes a feeling.
What we love so much about it is especially Chris and I, we're very, very, very passionate about and meticulous about our live show. And when we did this, he brings the passion to the vocals the way that we feel. Yeah. And it just clicks just like that.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah. I met you guys when you debuted the lineup, the current lineup with Steven on vocals. What, a year and a half ago now, back in, October, November?
Black Friday.
It was Thanksgiving.
That's
Friday right.
Before.
Yeah.
Black Friday, not last November, but the November before.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved the way Steven sang. He was always on the skirt, leaning into the crowd. The skirt of the stage, he's just, you know, leaning in with the mic.
That's his trademark, man. Yeah. You know, that's one of the reasons he's in the band.
He relates very well.
And one last compliment, I guess, on the video. I really liked how it was understated. It tells an emotional story like we just talked about, but, you know, and it's got Priya Panda, lead singer of Diamonds, if, you know, people aren't familiar with her. She's acting in it, and it's got her story, and then it has you guys in a room playing. You know, it's not a lot of special effects. It's not a lot of cut scenes. It's
rough.
The video service is the song.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that that worked out. You know,
it's another rough cut. That's what it is. You know, it really is. We threw it together pretty quick after we decided that we were going to shoot a video. We got together with Jeff, actually, Jeff Buhner, and came up with the storyboard for the video. And I think her part really fits the song. Yeah. Really, really good.
It didn't take long, really. Yeah, we threw it together and it was like, you know, yeah. Sometimes those are the best, you know, things that just fall together.
Really. It's the real deal, though. You know, no iPhone stuff or anything like that. It was all shot through camera.
It's nice. The quality is really nice. I think this was a really good gift for your fans.
Thank you.
So far, everybody seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. Put that on mute.
Decline, and I'll put it on mute. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. So I've been. So you mentioned that you're working on new music, and I've been seeing the photos of you guys in the studio and Jeff Buhner being down there. When can we expect a new album? Can you tell us?
It'll be this year.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell anybody an exact date because we don't know. Yeah. But okay. It will be this year. We're half done already.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
So we're putting resources together. We're actually doing it in different studio locations, mixing in one place, you know, doing basic tracks in another place. So, you know, you got to use what resources you have.
And because of the pandemic, it kind of put us in we spend the majority of the time here in Chris's studio. And then we relocate over to Casa Cassava, where Porno Bob mixes for us. And we also send files back and forth to each other to do things. So it's because of the pandemic, it was really hard to just come together in a studio and do it. We all had to fan out and do it.
Yeah. You know? Now we've been approached by a number of labels already, but so far we've turned down everything. We haven't found anything that we quite thought we wanted to go with yet. So we think now we've found the right label, but we're going to probably do most of it out of pocket and then go with a distribution deal. We think that's a lot better way to go these days. So
control our own destiny.
Yeah,
sorry to say.
That's it. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? I mean, I talk to a lot of artists, you know, some like yourselves who've been around since the 80s, some of the newer generation that are just starting out, you know, since CDs are the ones who started after CDs died, you know, and a lot of them are doing self-publishing. I was talking to Connie Bloom, lead singer of the Electric Boys, and he was he was lamenting the loss of MTV because, you know, MTV, right. You could get music out there. Everybody watched MTV. Well, how
that went away a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you guys have been around, you put out music in the 80s, you know, there was a ton of money. There was MTV.
Big budgets.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're in a very different world. And we're in a very different world. So what, from your perspective as veterans of the music industry, how is music business now? How are you embracing it? Or, you know, what's the path for you?
Well,
it's like he said, yeah, you can get it, but it's like he said, the distribution is the key.
Okay.
As long as you can put out a good product and you got somebody to distribute it, you can control your own destiny.
Okay. So we're not going to try to do the promotion and distribution ourselves. Obviously, yeah. we've already got some labels that are interested in doing that. But when it comes down to, so you know, there's it's all about technology, right? It all comes down to how technology has progressed and what you can do now compared to what you could do back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And back then, it's like if you wanted to do anything decent, you had to go into a very expensive recording studio with an expensive producer and an engineer. And today, that's not the case. You can do it for a fraction of the price and still have a good sounding record. That's not to say that, you know, big studios aren't, you know, still, they're still around. Yeah. And you know, if you can get that kind of a deal, but
nobody gives deals to rock bands like
that. Not to rock bands, no. It's more like that's reserved more for the hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People like that. But on the top side of it, you know, I think the, you know, is we can actually sit here and write a song and put it down on disc right away. And, you know, we've got a vocal mic. We just, you know, pound out some drums on the keyboard and we can see what that song is going to sound like.
You can make you can make adjustments earlier than you used to be able to.
Yeah.
Used to, you'd run in the studio, you track basic tracks, and the guys would play to the drummer and everybody would be in there, even though everything ain't being recorded except for a scratch track. Okay. Then you had to wait and it's every person's time. Now we can sit here in Chris's house and write something and lay something down real quick. And within the same hour, come back and say, yeah, that part, I don't know.
Keep it
right there on the spot. You know, and that is the beauty of technology to me. Yeah. It makes things so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's one of the, you know, the other advantages, you know, obviously the other end of that is distribution of music and how it's gotten out there.
Yeah.
That's a completely different paradigm now too.
And we think we got a good, we're about to sign with someone.
Yeah. You know, it's like before, it's like you know, you needed that big, you know, record deal with, you know, the, you know, multi, you know, $500,000 record deal and all that stuff. And today, if you want to, you can do it yourself. And I think for some artists, that's a good way to go because they'll never get that opportunity to release their music any other way. We're lucky because we have a legacy. And so we're able to do things that brand new bands, doors open for us that don't necessarily open for brand new bands.
True.
But so it's, again, it's a double-edged sword because you can get a lot of crap out there, but on the other hand, everybody gets a chance to do it. And there's a lot of different ways to get it out there. So.
But Chris and I will never abandon our, I don't know how you say it. We have a pact between the two of us that whatever we do, we'll never sound weak or like we won't put something out there that just doesn't blow your doors.
No.
You know, it's going to be top shelf, period. Yeah, that's it. No drum machines. We use them to write with.
Yeah,
but sure. When we put out music, it's going to be the real deal. You know.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Chris. I didn't mean to.
I was just going to say we have a saying: if it ain't a hit, it ain't shit.
I like that. Well, and that's going to be
back
another
in the day. It was if it ain't vinyl. I mean, it's not final till it's vinyl.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
you know.
Yeah. Well, that's another advantage to doing it yourself. There's no label pressuring you to get an album out by a certain date. And, you know, you don't, you know, let's take this throwaway song just to get to 10 tracks and you know, you can wait until you're ready.
Yeah,
that's right. We experienced that very thing. So we know what you're talking about.
So I have to ask about something that is potentially unpleasant.
Oh, we know.
I figured. I mean, there's no way he didn't. So for people who don't know, this week, the DDR Music Group, which is formerly Demon Doll Records, released out seemingly out of nowhere with no pre-marketing, no press release, other than the minute the album dropped, a new record by Rough Cut and two singles simultaneously, one of which is the exact same song you guys just put out.
Funny, huh?
Yeah. Except for it ain't. It's not the exact same song. Our song has different lyrics and melodies. Yeah. We just kept the chorus.
Yeah.
And besides, go ahead.
No, but go ahead, and then I want to respond to some of the things you know that you've got to say. That happened.
And it was out of nowhere, like you said.
Do you have a question in particular about that, or?
Well, I wanted to talk about that. So I guess let's talk about Black Rose, which your single is Black Rose. Their single is Bed of Black Roses, which the same line is in both songs' choruses. The title to the song is in. So
who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Well, I wrote.
Yeah.
I wrote the music to that song. Matt wrote
the chorus
lyrics and melodies.
Part of the melody.
Now, the part of them. Yeah. And the version that they did, he also wrote the verse, part of the verse melodies.
Yeah, part of the verse melodies now, and the lyrics.
Our version, which we released, obviously, before they did.
3 months ago.
Stephen, our singer, changed the verse lyrics. And if I don't know if you've listened to both of them, but you'll hear a marked difference in the verse, vocals, melodies, and phrasing. The thing about that is that we went and I listened to their, I just went and listened to the sample of all the stuff they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they didn't even bother to redo it.
That's me playing a drum machine.
Yeah.
It's all.
That was done over here. Those are my guitars.
Yeah.
And they added some stuff to it. They embellished it. But, and they did that on a couple of other songs as well that we had written. Yeah. Before
collectively
before we'd broken up, and we, you know, that really took, that was like, wow.
Yeah, it was a slap in the face, but you know, look, we have no ill feelings towards those guys. I will say we dropped our single months before they did this, and we're going out and playing, and we have a record coming out. And
the thing is, you know, I'm going to say this, it's a cheap shot.
It really
is. And the thing is they had every, you know, we made every effort to make Rough Cut work with the original members, and they just weren't having it. You know, it's like one person didn't want to go out and play shows, and then
the other person wouldn't go unless that person went.
Yeah, and then the Rough Riot thing came along, and then that didn't work out. And so, you know, we, put a lot into making that work, especially me, man. I mean, I worked my ass off on that, and it just didn't happen. And so Dave and I, you know, We don't want to sit around.
Yeah, why not?
And that's why I went and called Steve and said, hey, Steve, you want to come over and write some songs? And then I said, hey, Dave, come on over and listen to these.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, Dave knew Steven from before as well. And so that's how we got started. And what they did is really weird because it's more of a compilation.
And over half of the music that's on that record is old stuff. That's me playing drums, him playing guitar. Yeah. It's stuff that we did with Brad Aaron and
that's tons of stuff.
There's no mention of either of you in the marketing material for that album.
Well, they not only that, they screwed us over on the royalties.
They cut us out,
and
we didn't cut them out.
No, in fact, when I registered Black Rose, I was very generous
to man. We to, really to were
out with that, and so that's what tells us that it's out of, you know, spite. They're, you know, they think that, you know, we should have asked them or told them that we were going to do this. And
remember, them guys didn't want anything to do with that.
I mean, they wouldn't, you know, I couldn't get Matt to return my call.
Or I either. I couldn't. I would text them. I would talk to them. Even Amir told me, he says, well, that's really, you started that band, Dave, and I've got Julian Kay and all this other kind of stuff.
They basically weren't interested until our single came
out. Yeah, once we dropped a single, then all of a sudden, boom.
So, you know, I don't care, you know. I don't, you know, I'll say it straight out. I think it's a cheap shot. And, you know, they're perfectly, you know, I can't stop them from doing it. But we'll see when it comes to the trademark and all that, you know, that could turn into a legal thing. So
but it's not going to stop us. The music that we're creating right now, our fans are just dying to hear it. Once they heard Black Rose and saw the video, that it's on now. It's totally on. And we got some real talent in the new lineup.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, hey, we, you know, fans, we can't, they can take their pick, you know, but, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people will say, well, without Paul Short, you know, it can't be Rough Cut. And we say,
we say
bullshit.
Right. Because when I haven't gotten any negative feedback about our singer, much less talking about Paul. Yeah. I mean,
it was really amazing. We expected more
pushback
from fans, and it never really came.
We have totally kept our integrity, you know, totally throughout this whole process. We have done everything the right way. We won't, like we said earlier, we won't just release something for spite.
Yeah.
Or something
that. To me, it sounds like the thing was mixed through a freaking tablecloth.
I know. I hate to say that, but it is true. I've listened to our Black Rose, and I put on the old Black Rose that I'm playing the drum machine on, and it's about this big compared to our Black Rose.
You know. So we're giving you some good poop here, man.
Right.
Yeah. Well, to your point of not hearing any complaints from the fans, like we talked about, I was at the debut of your current lineup show, your first live performance as a band, the five of you, with three new members. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the audience was rocking the hell out. You know, they loved your show. They love, you know, and these are people that have been Rough Cut fans for years, at least half of them. I mean, some of them, right. Chris, you and I went out with a couple of people before the show, and I was watching them loving Steven's vocals, you know, and Darren and Jeff playing in the band.
Frankly, we expected more pushback, and it never materialized.
And I think the reason why is, like I said, our integrity's intact. Let the music speak for itself.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. The new stuff that's coming out on our record, there's only two other tracks that those guys were even around when we started writing them. And one of the songs, Chris wrote 100% of the music.
Yeah.
You know, and I came up with a little melody and then the hook in it. But we've decided to just get rid of all of that and write all new lyrics and melodies to the song that he wrote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it'll be on the
record. You know, it's unfortunate, but, you know,
the rest will be all new stuff.
That's right. Yeah. We're not going to go back and re-release a bunch of crap that's been laying around for 20 years, you know.
I can't believe they did that, to be honest.
You know, the thing that, you know, again, and then I think I'll probably let this go, is that for them to release, you know, Black Rose like that is like,
It's really unprofessional.
Well, it's like, couldn't you have just written something else? And then you can still put it, if you want to put it on your record, but to release it as a single,
it's like, kind of,
you know, it says something about them. And
yeah, it really,
what are you going to do? You know? It happens.
I don't know the guys personally that we're talking about, but it certainly seemed to me like it was a direct shot across your bow.
It was.
Yeah.
Next.
No, you talk about as much as you want, man.
No, that's all right. You can.
Yeah.
We're okay with it. We're going to keep doing our thing. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, the timing is interesting because, I mean, yes, we had COVID putting, you know, the music industry as a whole, including you guys, on hold for about a year. But you weren't quiet about the 2019 lineup and getting together and we're friends on Facebook. You're posting pictures all the time in the studio. You're recording new music. It's not like you were very quiet about being Rough Cut.
Yeah,
pretty transparent.
That's why I said our integrity is still intact, because we did everything right. You know, we didn't do the sort of say shot across the bow thing. You know, so
our motive was just purely to release music that we loved and we thought other people would like to.
Yeah, the fans were starving for new stuff. The band. To be honest with you, when we played that show, that really energized us. It wasn't even a month before we were in the studio writing new stuff. After we played that show that you came to.
And that was our first show. And we, you know, we only had a couple of rehearsals and go in and do that. And we thought it turned out really great, you know. So
I enjoyed it. You know, and it's
we enjoyed playing it too. It was a very good show.
Yeah.
I like that room. Good acoustics in that room.
Yeah.
What's
the Bossa Nova called? Ballroom.
Davey did a really good job.
That's a good venue. We want to go back there.
Yeah,
they did survive the pandemic, so you guys can play.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
All right.
Well, those guys, Davey
Jones.
Is a friend of ours, and I'm glad to hear that he made it through.
Yeah. Absolutely. If he wants to do some kind of big post-COVID grand opening, Rough Cut's available.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell him if you don't get to him first.
Yeah. Nah, please do. Yeah.
Sure. I know you said you don't want to do any of the old songs. One quick observation. When I heard you play live, and when I heard Black Rose, I don't compare you, the five of you now, to the Paul Shortino-led lineup of the 80s. You're a different band, but it's there's still, you know, Chris, your signature guitar playing, and Dave, your drums, but it's
different.
To compare is unfair. You know,
yeah, it's kind of apples and oranges in a way, really. It's a different band.
What we love about it is we were able to keep the sound, you know, especially the two of us. So when you hear the new music, you can tell that's Rough Cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But having the new lyrics and melodies and vocals, you know, the signature of St. James and stuff, and the way we attack writing now. Is where the twist comes in.
Not to mention attacking the guitar.
Yeah, it's a twist. It's like the good sound that we've always had with a new edge.
With a new fresh, edge to it. And by the way, when we say we're not going to do any old stuff, that doesn't mean we're not going to do any old stuff live.
Yeah, play.
Oh, of course,
we know that people still want to hear that stuff. So we'll be playing. a combination of classic rough cut and new rough cut.
We're just not going to release any old stuff.
We're not going to, yeah.
It's going to be all new music.
We're not going to pull anything out of the vault.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask is you've got shows coming up. Are you thinking of maybe recording a couple of live tracks? Maybe your new lineup performing, you know, some of the old hits?
You know, it depends. There are first shows. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind if I think
the first venue has the capability.
I know they've got the video capability.
And the audio. I've checked into it.
You know, that could be a possibility, you know. Yeah. That's a good idea. You know.
It might be a nice transition. Yeah. You know, because like I was saying, Stephen St. James is not Paul Shortino and vice versa.
No.
They're different. They're apples to oranges.
Right. And he's not trying to be.
Right.
Yeah. And I like the way Paul sang, you know, the old songs, but I also like the way Stephen sings the old songs.
Yeah. Paul's a great singer. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know.
So I think maybe your fans might like a couple of live tracks, if not a live album. So
that's very true.
Hey, just gave us a good idea.
Well, you know, give me an associate producer credit or something if you do it.
No problem.
We'll give you a credit on that. Hell yeah.
Okay, so can you give us any hint when we might hear the next new song?
Here's the thing. We were toying around with the idea of maybe throwing another release out there in a couple of months, because we don't want to keep people waiting too long. And so it depends on how long it takes us to release the record. If we find that we're going to, and that's being worked on, right?
Really close to being able to release the record, then we won't drop another sound.
But if it looks like it's going to take a little bit longer, then I think we will actually.
Yeah, yeah. We probably will.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
You know,
I'm looking forward to that. I really like Black Rose.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, we wanted to release a ballad first because that's what we're known for. Rough Cut's really good with ballads, you know. So we did that to give people. You know, we didn't even sell it. We just gave it to the fans, okay? Yeah. And to be honest with you, and I love it. It's one of the best tracks that we've done. But the stuff that's coming out after it is just as good, if not better. You know, it gets a little more into the heavy stuff.
Oh yeah, we're gonna rock you out.
Yeah, it really rocks. Okay, in fact, I'll tell you a little secret. One of the songs has a little bit of hip hop in it. Okay. And you wouldn't believe how good Stephen is at it too. It's
really
amazing.
Just a little flavor.
Yeah. Know. It's really good. We can't wait to unleash it.
Not so much that we're going to alienate anybody.
Maybe I shouldn't have told you.
It's all good. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's got my imagination going.
Oh, that it did mine too. When I'm sitting there, and you know, Chris and I are producing everything, and I'm sitting there with Bob, and I'm going through the stuff, and I look at Chris, and I go, "Is this gonna work?"
Stephen laid it on us, and you know, at first we were a little bit reticent at first.
Yeah.
and then when we put it down onto disc, it was like,
unbelievable.
We got something here, you know?
And it's a lot of fun too. I want to say that to our fans, the new material, it's really fun to play. It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you said, how Stephen relates to the audience so well. It's like that.
This stuff is going to
really
be
fun stuff.
Conducive to what he does musically.
Yes.
On stage. Yeah.
I'm getting chill bumps right now because I get goosebumps. I can't wait for us to play. I'm already practicing.
Right on. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck with the upcoming shows. Is this the start of a tour that you're trying to put together?
Well, you know, we're just probably going to start off with flyouts.
Right.
And then we're looking to get on.
To get on a tour eventually.
We'll do some festivals, probably flyouts, and then we'll see what's out, what's open, what opens up from there.
Right. Once the record is dropped, then we'll be looking to pick up tour dates.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything else we should know?
You know, just keep an eye out. You know, like I said, if you go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, we'd really appreciate that.
Right.
You know, we're going to be, you know, keeping it fresh. We'll be talking to people a lot, and you know, such as yourself, and keeping people apprised of what we're doing. And
we've been doing a lot of interviews. And we can't wait to get out there. So,
all right. So your YouTube channel, and then on Facebook, it's Rough Cut Official is your page. So Facebook.com/
is actually our web page.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a web page.
If you go to Facebook and just type in Rough Cut, our page will come up and our group will come up. And, so just type in Rough Cut and you'll see you'll get a hit on both of them.
Well, we do have a new website that is up, and it's roughcutofficial.com.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to find, you know, live dates, updates on what we're doing, merchandise, everything.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Rockin' Dave Alford, Chris Hager, thanks so much for joining me.
Ah, you're welcome, Price.
Pleasure, man.
Really, really appreciate coming on, man.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
of course. My pleasure.
Become a Hard, Heavy, and Hair Backstage VIP at patreon.com/pariahrocks. Support the creation of the Hard, Heavy, and Hair Show. And get access to exclusive content, early previews, and even help program the show. Hard, Heavy, and Hair patrons get free stuff no one else gets. For as little as $1 a show. Patreon.com/PariahRocks.
Remember, to hear the music discussed in this interview, stream the on-demand Hard, Heavy, and Hair show at pariahrocks.com.
That's PariahRocks.com.
Also hit pariahrocks.com to stream or listen on a radio station near you. The regular 2-hour Hard, Heavy, and Hair show with me, Pariah Burke. Hard, Heavy, and Hair is your weekly dose of hard rock, heavy metal, and hair bands from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, and today, including the latest new releases, your old favorites, and deep cuts and rare hair, along with rock news and trivia.
This has been a Pariah Burke production, copyright 2021, pariahrocks.com. The home of Hard, Heavy, and Hair. Send requests, fan mail, and nude photos to Hard, Heavy, and Hair on pariahrocks.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @PariahRocks.